Our topic today, here in the third parak of Yuma, is the Tevila and Kiddush Adayim Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol for the Avodah Yom Kippurim. So, the Mishnah tells us here on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, a general statement, Ein Adam Nichnas La'azara La'avodah Afilu Tor Ad Shiyitbol, which is the introduction for the fact that the Kohen Gadol is going to do Tevila as part of the next line of Mishnah, Chamesh Tevilos Vasar Kedushin Tovol Kohen Gadol U'Mekadish Bo Bayom. So why is it that we need this Tevila? Why is it necessary to do Tevila for Knisa La'azara La'avoda? So the Gemara gives us two options. Ben Zoma says it's based on a Kal V'Chomer, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's simply Srach Tevila Hizu Kedishis Kotomi Yishana Shebiyado. It is not Min HaTorah, it's only Midrabanan. So you can think about this Tevila as relating to the person, that anytime a person is going to enter into their role, which we'll define that a little more precisely as we go along, the gavra, the person, the kohen, as part of his preparatory steps, he needs to do tevila, or the avoda that he's going to perform, that is what necessitates this initial tevila. And the first and most simple nafkamina, the ramification of this, is the lashon in the Mishnah that the person, this kohen, is nichnas la'azara la'avoda. Is it really that the person needs to do avoda? So if you look in the Ramban on Chumash, Ramban says in the context of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the Ramban says that the person is doing Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Why? Because he's going into L'Shares B'Shulchan HaMelech. Meaning, you need to prepare yourself to do the service, the Sheirus, the Avoda itself. And this is what the Tosfos Yeshayahu points out here, that the Mishnah, when it says Avoda, it's Meduktuk. Now, the Tosfos Yeshayahu points out that when we say Avoda here, it's not Avoda in the most strict, narrow sense. It could be Letzorach Avoda also. So, Nichnas Yadav Lebohonos, that's not Avoda per se, but it's an expanded definition of Avoda. It's Letzorach Avoda. But the Avoda is Dafka, and that's how the Lech Mishnah understood the Shittas HaRambam, that this is Meduyak, that it's Dafka Letzorach Avoda. But Rashi disagreed. Rashi said that's not true, that even just Knisa alone is what requires the Kiddush. And that's what Tosis points out here in Dibur Maskal Ein. That's Lav Dafka La'avoda. Because Tosis at the end says, Afilu Shalom La'avoda. As I'll explain to you later. So what's the difference between whether or not it's La'avoda and not La'avoda? So perhaps it's this distinction that we suggested, that according to Rashi, for the person to enter into the Mikdash, it's a din in their status. So the gavra, the person, needs to be tovel before they enter into the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a din in the avoda per se at all. As opposed to for the Tosfos Yeshayahu, the Tosfos Yeshayahu says that it's dafka a din in the avoda. That's the condition of the avoda, is that the person doing the avoda has to have tevila first. And lechora, this machlokas Rashi and the Tosfos Yeshayahu is l'shitasam in how to understand the Kal V'Chomer that the Gemara presents. The Gemara says in Ben Zoma, Uma ha-mishane mi-kodesh le-kodesh. If you're a mishane from kodesh to kodesh, etc. So what's the kodesh le-kodesh here? So Rashi says, mishane mi-kodesh le-kodesh. Ha-mishtanos mi-chutz le-pnim u-mi-pnim le-chutz. But if you look in the Tosfos Yeshayahu, he doesn't understand it that way. Tosfos Yeshayahu says that it refers to the begadim, big day chol, and big day kodesh. So Netziv here points out in the Meromei Sada, he says, "Aha, it's l'shitasam." That, according to Rashi, it's about the makomos. It's knisa to a makom kadosh that requires tefillah. You have to be tovel before you go to a makom kadosh. Whereas for the Tosfos Yeshanim, it's a din in the avoda, and the only time you're wearing big day kahuna necessarily, you have to wear big dikuna is during the avoda. But theoretically, you don't have to be wearing big dikuna when you come into a makom kodesh. So that is lishitasam. However, perhaps it's not one or the other. Says the Tosfos Arid, it is both. He thinks it's both a din of knisa and a din of avoda. Now, he brings a raya from the Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Tanmid, that the Mishnah says that the gabbai would knock on the door. Right at the beginning of Maseches Tanmid, Mishnah wrote the list from his Mizbeach Mashkin v'tovel ad shalo yava hamamuna. The guy goes to the mikvah. V'chibeiz v'shah hamamuna ba lo kol ha'itim shelvus b'mashu ba mikriyas ha'gever osamach lo milafonu v'l'acharav. You don't know. Hamamuna ba v'dovak aleim v'him paschulo. So he assumes that the person is in the Kodesh, and the reason why he's hey paschulo, that he's going to go and do another tvila. Amalam misha tavel yavav yafis if you zacha misha zacha, and then they're going to do another tvila. So his assumption there is that the person is in a makom kadosh, and even though you're in the makom kadosh right now, you have to do a new tvila. You have to do a tvila for the avoda. But what I didn't understand is, if you look at the Melech HaShlomo on that Mishnah, it sounds like they slept in the Chelek HaChol in the Beis HaMoked. The Beis HaMoked had two sides. It had a part which was Chol and a part which was Kodesh. So I wasn't 100% clear on this Raya, because maybe they were actually coming from the, maybe they went to the Makom Chol, and that's why they have to do another tefillah afterwards. So just, if anybody saw anything about this, please let me know. But the main point, and this is what the Sfasem suggests as well, is that the din of tevila is for both. It's both. It's either for knisa or it's for avoda.
Does the Mishnah say like the old kohanim got the bench?
They slept on the benches, exactly.
All the rookies.
They slept on the floor, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like they had a line.
But there was a line in the middle.
The fire in the middle, right? But they said the moki itself, right?
There were also pishpishin to tell you which was Chol and which, but so I wasn't 100% clear like where the people were. So I wasn't sure.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. He took it for granted. I just wasn't sure. I don't know. So what does the Rambam think about this? So this is a little bit peculiar, because the Rambam, on the one hand, in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, tells us that the Tevila Rishona on Yom Kippurim is Lahosif Kavanaso Shem Yiskar Tumi Yeshana Shabiyadu Yifrosh Mimena Betvila Zulishma. And the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash in Perek Hey Halacha Dalid, Lashon of the Rambam is Vizeh HaKlal Hoyev Mikdash Ein Adam Nichnas Lazar Lavoda. He uses the word Lavoda Aval Pi Shutar Ad Shutovel. And yet in Hilchos Mechusa Kippur in Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us that the Mitzor is Tovel B'Shmini in the morning because he was Rogel B'Tuma. So the Lecha Mishnah right there on the spot, I'm sure everybody already saw it, has the Kasha. I don't understand, because the Gemara here on the bottom in Lamed Amid Beis introduces this idea of Mafish B'Tuma not in concert with Ben Zoma and not in concert with Rav Yehuda in a third Shita. So the Lecha Mishnah says, yeah, he stands on it, he works on this kasha, and he thinks that the Rambam thinks that's Din Avoda, but perhaps The Pashtus in the Rambam is that there are three shitas in this Gemara. Once you get to the Maskana, there is Ben Zoma, who thinks that Tevila, before you do Avoda at all, is Mena Torah. There's Rav Yehuda, who says that it's a Takana Midrabanan, that it's a Takana specifically because maybe you're going to forget about the Tumah. And then there's the third shita, that's the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda in this Brisa explaining the Mishnah Midos, who sounds like it's a Maila Ba'alma. That it's a Din Drabbanan, but it's not even a Din Drabbanan, a Gezerah Atu, the guy's going to forget to do the Tumah. It's a Maila Ba'alma. And the truth is that this is really Meduktak in the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Bias Mikdash is very, very, very peculiar. The Rambam's Lashon is V'zeh HaKlal Haya B'Mikdash. This was the rule in the Mikdash. I didn't see anybody point out this Lashon, but we discussed it. Very interesting Lashon. What do you mean? Zeh HaKlal Haya B'Mikdash. This was the way that they operated in the Mikdash. This was the policy. What do you mean it's the policy that they had in the Mikdash? Either it's a din or it's not a din. Why is that the introductory phrase to Ein Adam Nichnas Lazara Lavoda Aval Pishu Tar Achu Tovel? If you really thought this was a din, you should tell me this is a halacha. Chayav Kohen Litbol. The fact that the Rambam puts it in here in Perek Hey, which is the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and he sneaks it in as like an afterthought with a Zeh Klal Hoya B'Mikdash, it sounds like from the Gemara that this is not really a din Tevila Me'ikra din at all, and therefore the Rambam would explain the Hamshach of the Gemara very beautifully, because the next line of the Gemara, after Shani Mitzora the Daish B'Tumah, which is what the Rambam says in Ilchus Mechus V'Kippurim, the Gemara then says, Amra Abai L'Rav Yosef. Now you have a parenthesis. L'Rav Yehuda D'Amar Srach Tevila Hizu Chotzeitz O Eino Chotzeitz. So if you look in the Maharsha says, the Girsa in this Gemara is flawed. Rashi and Tosfos don't have the Girsa L'Rav Yehuda D'Amar Srach, because they assume that this Girsa is going according to everybody. So for the Rambam, it works out perfectly. This is not for Rabbi Yehuda. This is for the Mishnah in Midos, the way that Abaye and Rabbi Yosef are understanding it, that there is a Tana in a Mishnah, explained by a Braisa, who thinks that the Tevila in the morning is only a Maila Ba'alma. So if it's only a Maila Ba'alma, not for Rabbi Yehuda, for the Mishnah, this author of this Mishnah, the anonymous author, if it's only a Maila Ba'alma, then we want to know, Chotzeitz O Eino Chotzeitz. You take out the Rabbi Yehuda, it's not for Rabbi Yehuda, it's for this Maila Ba'alma. Because the truth is, for Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like it's still a din. And you have to wonder, why for Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a din, would you not apply the dinim of Chatzitza? Okay, so maybe it's the Rabbanan, the conclusion of the Gemara is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. But for the Rambam, it sounds even better. That it's not really a din, it's a Maila Ba'alma, it's not a formal Takana Midrabanan. It was just a Maila, and that was the practice that they had to prepare the Kohanim to start to do the Avodah. So this is step number one. Issue number one for today is the requirement for a kohen, any kind of kohen, before he does avoda, to do tvila. Option one is d'oraisa. Option two, d'rabbanan. Option three, maila ba'alma. And then within that, is it because the person is going to just be nichnas into the azara, like Shitas Rashi? Is it because the person is going to be doing Avoda, like the Tosas Yeshanim, or both, like the Tosas Rid and the Sfas Emes? Akan, point number one. Yeah?
Why are we assuming that the Rabbanan have to be Maila Ba'alma instead of, we're just being Medai from Zakla?
I think so. They also don't give you, they don't give you much. It's just a Chashash, Shaini Mitzorah to Daish B'tumah, so what's left? They didn't give you any.
Could be.
In a Hanami. Because we saw, he does quote Rabbi Yehuda Shita for Avodas Yom Kippur. Yeah. Okay. Inyan number two. Ready? Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So the Mishnah told us that the Kohen does Avoda, and he does Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So what's the story? What is the nature of this din of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? So number one, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, different than Tevila, is a formal mitzvah. It's a mitzvah midaoraisa. The Rambam quotes it in the mitzvah saseh, mitzvah chaf dalid. The lashon of the Rambam is... Rambam's lashon is... Shenitztavino ha-kohanim levad... Lirchot yedeim v'ragleim b'chol zman shu'tzrichim lehikanes lehechol o lehikarev la'avoda. So it happens to be that the lashon of the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot mentions both, but he seems to abandon that when he gets to the Arach HaZakah. So that's just note. It's noted. V'zui mitzvahs kiddush yedeim v'ragleim. It is a mitzvah. V'u omer yis'ale v'rach zu aron avonu menu es yedeim v'sragleim b'vom al olmoid. Umitzvah seizu, a person who violates this, eschayv misa b'dei shamayim, etc. So this din is a unique, standalone mitzvah, and it's interesting that this mitzvah is introduced in the context of the kior, which is a separate klisharis, which is put separately from all the other kalim, which is noteworthy. The fact that the kior appears in Parshas Kisisa, not in Parshas Truma, should just, you know, raise an eyebrow about the nature of the kior, ad kedei kach, that the Gemara has this havanina to link the kior to the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, and if there's no psulina in kiddush adayim v'raglayim, there shouldn't be any psulina in the kior. What do you mean? How could there not be a psulina in something which is a klisharis? Well, maybe this klisharis is really just a klisharis for the function of doing kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Good. Rabbi Leib Malin raises the question about the nature of this mitzvah of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim in Chelek Beis and Simen Yud Aleph. Is this Kiddush essential for the ma'amad of the Kohen, for the status of the Kohen, for the role of the Kohen, the Gavra? It's the same kind of question that we ask for the Tefillah. Or is this Kiddush for the Avoda? So there are several nafkamina of this question. The most famous, most obvious, the biggest nafkamina of this question is going to be Bi'uri Kanis. Same exact pattern that we have for the previous one. Bi'uri Kanis. So if you look in the Rash, in his commentary, Maseches Kelim, in Perek Aleph and Mishnah Tes, he quotes these two opinions about whether or not there is a din of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim Min HaTorah for Bi'urei Kanis, because the Mishnah tells us that to go into the Heichal, if you're Shelo Rachutz Adayim V'Raglayim, that's a no-no, because the Heichal is Bekudosh more than Bein Ulam LaMizbeach. So, what's the story with that? So he quotes two deis, whether or not that's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes these two opinions in Mitzvah Kufav in Os Aleph, and the Tosus in Sanhedrin, that Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes two opinions. So what's the nature of this issue? It's the same thing.
It's a brother's doubt.
Meaning the...
The Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the day, thinks that there is no din for Bi'urei, mm-hmm. But the Rizbah thinks that there is.
So it turns out they're brothers. Right?
You're
right. That's funny. I didn't think of that. That's funny. So if you assume that the din of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim relates to the status of the Kedusha of the Kohen, you can understand why Bi'urei Kanis, certainly as it relates to the Heichal, is a problem. Because you need to have a certain level of Tara, a certain level of Kedusha, a certain Ma'amad of a Kohen who is Rochet Zidane Vraglayim to have the ability to enter into the inner sanctum, into the Heichal. And that's really the vibe you get from all those Mishnais in the beginning of Maseches Kelim. It's about strata of Tahara and the restrictions that are associated with those Mishnayos relate to different people, classes of people. So there's an area where Nachrim are allowed to go, right? And then the Chel is Mekudosh Mimenu. There's an area where women are allowed to go. There's where Yisraelim are allowed to go. So the shalom rechutz yadayim v'raglayim relates to the gabra, the kedushas hagabra, that if you are the kohen who has the status of rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, you're allowed to go into the heichal. But if you don't, then you're not allowed to go in, because it's about the person, it's the quality of the person, it's the nature of the person, it's a din of the gabra. But if you understand that there is no din of knisa per se, it's all about the avoda, so it's true, there's a din derabanan, but that's only a maila midrabanan. If you look in, even though we saw the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he sounded like this din was a din both for Bi'ur Kanis and for avoda, but if you look in the Yad HaChazaka, in Beis HaBechir, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Aleph, even though the Mari Kurkus thinks that this din is a din d'oraisa, Mari Kurkus does think that this is a din d'oraisa, but many of the Mepharshim on this Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this din, we say, yeah, this is only a din d'rabbanon, it's a milo ba'alma. Most of the Mepharshim say, yeah, that's only a mila midrabanan for the Rambam. So that's one nafkamina from this question. Is this din a din in the ma'amad of the gavra, or is it a requirement for the avoda? Here's another interesting nafkamina. The Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he quotes from a bahag regarding a different din, but one which is related, Lechura. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Bahag does not count Levishas Bigdei Kahuna. But the Rambam does. The Rambam is in Mitzvah Saseh. Lama Gimel, Shenitztavu HaKohanim Lilbosh Begotim Biuchodim Lechavru L'Sifaris V'oz Yavdu B'Mikdash. So says the Ramban on the side in the Hasagos, he says, well, the Bahag didn't agree with this. Why did the Bahag not agree with this? Because he says, the Lashon of the Ramban is, because, came in the, excuse me, Bilavishas Begadim Shalom B'Shas Avodah Shum Mitzvah, excuse me, Eino Ela Hechsher Ha'avodah, that's the line of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Where does the Ramban not give you a Hasaga? Right. So if you say that Ruchutz Yadayim V'Raglayim is simply a Tanai in the Avoda, it's a Hefshah for the Avoda, so you could have argued that according to the Bahag, you shouldn't count the mitzvah of Shelo Ruchutz Yadayim V'Raglayim. It's just a hechsher to enable you to do the avoda. But if you understand that the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is an independent mitzvah, and that independent mitzvah relates to the ma'amad of the gavra, transforms the person, so then it makes sense that it's not a tanai in just doing the avoda. So Rav Arieli Malam says it the reverse. He said the reverse, which I do note in my notes. He said the reverse, but to me it made more sense this way. He did say the reverse. It's true. It is in the notes that Rav Arieli said the reverse, but to me it makes more sense to say it like this.
He's probably assuming that putting on the begadim is certainly a din in the gavra, because Uzman should have been able to have good up the land. So that would be like your ultimate gavra. Why would you die for a lion?
Meaning he's assuming the opposite, that.
But how do you explain? Don't you have to?
No, because even though it happens to be that creates the status of the Kohen,
yeah.
But what generates that is the Avoda. That's the argument that the Bahag is making according to the Ramban. It's a Tanai in the Avoda that generates the Machayev that you should have Bigdei Kahuna. And once you have the Bigdei Kahuna, then you are, you know, qualified to do the Avoda.
So are you taking a side in the Hakira here, or are you giving a third option that this is just a separate mitzvah?
So that's possible. It's possible, and it is. That's what I was saying at the beginning. It's noteworthy that it is an independent. It's counted as an independent mitzvah, but this distinction between, especially if you assume that there is an Isser in the Bia Reikonis, so then the argument of the Bahag that the din of the Big Tekuna are only applying B'Shas Avoda. So you see that this din of Rechutz Agadayim V'Raglayim is not a din in B'Shas Avoda. It's a din even Shelo B'Shas Avoda. And so it would make sense that the Bahag is not going to argue in Kiddush Agadayim V'Raglayim, because he's going to agree that Kiddush Agadayim V'Raglayim is about the Ma'amad, the Kedusha of the Kohen, independent of the Kedusha of the Kohen that's necessary for doing the Avoda. Or you can say the way of Arley wants to say. Okay, here's a third.
I wouldn't really get him either, because I didn't see why either of those would be so compelling to be a separate mitzvah. The way he set it up was, if it's to level up the Gavra, then you're not going to have those mitzvah, and that's what Bahag was saying. But if it's a Hafshir Avoda, then of course it's a mitzvah. Why is a Hafshir mitzvah?
Which is exactly.
I'm equally arbitrary.
But that's why I didn't present it like he did, because to me it sounded like it made more sense the opposite. Not to say that it's a din in the Hechsher, but it is in the notes. For the record, in my notes, it says he says the opposite. So, but I didn't really understand that. Logically, it didn't seem to me like that made sense. Third element, which is interesting, there is a din, and the Rambam quotes this halacha, that if the Kohen leaves the Azara and has a Hesach Hadas, so he has to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim again. So, Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Yitzia is a Medayik from Rashi that this is a din in the Kiddush, in the Kedusha. I think this issue of Yitzia and as it relates to Hesach Hadas is another area where you can think about this chakira. If it's all about the shaychus to the avoda, so why don't you say there's a din of yotze irrespective of the hesach hadas? It should be objective. If it's really a din in the avoda, so it should be rooted in the person's makom. And the minute they leave the makom, so why should they be able to be qualified? But if it's a din somehow in the ma'amad of the Kohen, so as long as the Kohen is still in the focus, the framework, right? If you go back to that original Ramban, the Lashon the Ramban that we quoted way back, that the nature of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the Ramban, even though he did drive home that it's about the Avoda, but if the person gets into the frame of mind, so then maybe the Hesach Hadas makes more sense. Why should Hesach Hadas be the Koveya if it's about the Avoda? So the counterpoint to that is no. You know why I need Hesach Hadas? Because the Avoda is going to be compromised. If the person didn't have Hesach Hadas, maybe they're going to become Tamei. So that's what relates to the Tumah. So I think this, how you understand this relationship between Yitzia and Hesach Hadas is going to be determined based on if you understand that this is the din really in the Ma'amad of the Gavra or if it's in the Tzorach Avoda. A similar question is going to be about the Psulina. How do you understand the Havmi of the Gemara that there's no psul lina for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? And why would there be a psul lina for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? If you understand, right, what's the nature of a psul lina? Psul lina is something, it's a din in a carbon. Something that has a kedusha that relates to the carbon. That's what Ari Leib is arguing. It relates to the kedusha that's connected to a carbon. So then it has a psul lina. So, why is it that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim should have a psul lina? So, if you understand that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim relates to the avoda, so maybe the avoda sakarbonos is what creates a psul lina for the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. But maybe you can understand the opposite, and that's the conclusion of the Gemara, that if we assume that there's no psul lina, why is that? It's because the whole din is about knisa to relate to the ma'amad of the kohen. So once the ma'amad of the kohen has been established, of course there's no din of lina. So I think that's another area, another din. And then the last one, which Rabbi backs out in the end, but at least initially it's an interesting thought, is that maybe the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lez Rabbi Shimon, is totally on this din. That for Rabbi, that it's a din begishto, that it's a din in avoda. So then you say that it's rooted in the avoda. And then Rabbi Lez Rabbi Shimon, that it's bavoa, that it's a din in the gavra, that it's a din in Eribia, and then he backs out that maybe it's Kachshar Avodah, etc. But that's an interesting, you know, that's what initially he thought. One last area to think about in this realm of the nature of this question of the relationship between Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim being a din in the Gavra versus a din in the Avodah is the Kiddush of the Beis HaLevi. So the Beis HaLevi in that long tshuva, it's in Simen Hei Chelek Aleph, he starts off, it's initially has to do with being mashim mayim betfilin beis hakisei arai in Os Beis. He has a suggestion which is nidon v'achronim ba'aruka. He has a suggestion that every time a person, a kohen, changes their clothes, they require a new Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim.
Is this Beis HaLevi?
Yeah, this is the Beis HaLevi. In Simen Hei, he starts this explanation in Os Beis, and then he continues it throughout. But he has an interesting formulation of this, both in Os Beis and later on in Os Vav. He has a lashon that the reason why he thinks you need a new Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim when you change your clothes is because Dahare Lagabe Ha'avoda Sheyavod Ata Ha'ave Kiddush Rishon Sha'asami Kodem Mechusar Levisha Kevin Da Achakach Haya Below Abagavim Im King Gam Below Matal Mayim Tsarach Kiddush. And he says the same thing again in Osvav. What's the chisaron? The chisaron is in the avoda. The whole reason you did Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim is so that you could do this particular avoda. And vis-a-vis this avoda, you were actually shalom b'begadim because you changed out of those clothes. So it turns out that vis-a-vis this avoda, you were shalom rachatz Yodayim V'Raglayim. So if you understand that the purpose of Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim is to do Avoda, so it makes very good sense. But if you understand that the whole purpose of Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim is just for the Ma'amad of the Kohen, and there's going to be an Isser Knisa Greda, so then why do you care that the person for this particular Avoda is not wearing, they were Mechusar B'Gadim vis-a-vis this Avoda when they were, like, why do you care? They had the established status of a Kohen who has Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim. So they checked the box. So I was thinking, I don't know if you thought about this, that the whole Chiddush of the Beis HaLevi hinges on his understanding that the reason for the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim relates to a particular Avoda. And that when you get to do this Avoda, you have to be able to connect the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim that you did to this particular Avoda. And since you removed the Begadim that you had for that Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim and you were Mechutz Begadim in between, so now it all falls apart. But the premise of that is that the purpose of the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim was for this Avoda. If the purpose of the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim was just for the Ma'amad of the Kohen, so then why do you care? And he repeats the exact same Lashon in Os Vav. I didn't underline it above.
But line
the line is, Dari legabe ha'avoda sheyavod ata, ha'avikidosh rishon she'asa mikodem mechusar levisha, kemen she'achakach haya below ha'begodim. So you did a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, but then you took off your begadim. So now that kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that you did when you had begadim on, but now the begadim that you're wearing now, you don't count. So it's like, right?
So his whole kiddush was that the whole din of hinam chaser ela gisha is not just the din in the maisa kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, but that it's true the whole way forward. That once you lose your begadim, you lose the previous kiddush. So, in really, like, you didn't have to say that at all.
Exactly. So that's why other achronim who deal with this, they're all handling on that nekuda.
But if you think of, like, this other possibility to understand it, that it's a hachana la avoda, then it could be like a tekafle smicha shita kind of idea. Right? But once you've broken the bridge between the kiddush and the
that's exactly what he's saying. That's clearly what he's saying.
But like in theory, somebody could say, you know, somebody could say it's all about hachanas hagavra, but he needs the kunas hamaleim, and then he needs the additional kiddush on top. It's like a Jenga board. So what's
true? But if you had it b'shas maisa, why would you lose it? Meaning.
Because one is resting on the other. Once he loses the kedusha of the gadim, then he loses the kedusha of the additional kedusha red line. In theory, you could.
You could, but it doesn't make sense.
I totally agree with you.
The lashon is very meduktuk. The lashon is very.
It's such a weird svarik. He tries so hard to prove it, and he has to like run on and on.
But
if you really think that it's a chana lavo, doesn't it make sense?
Exactly. You know, that's what he's saying.
Why would he take off the clothes to lose that hachana?
Because somehow, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, which needs to be while you're wearing your begadim, is now no longer associated with the avoda that you're doing, because the avoda that you're doing is with new begadim. So the new begadim that you're wearing.
I mean, if it's the same begadim, let's say you put on the same.
Exactly, but
it'll still be a problem, right?
But it's still a problem because there was a break between the Levishas HaBegadim B'Shas Kiddush and Levishas HaBegadim B'Shas Avoda. So the question is, why should that break matter? So it seems that the assumption that it matters is because somehow the Avoda itself needs to be linked to that Kiddush. And that by taking off the clothes and putting them on, you've broken that connection. I think that's exactly what he's saying. So there's a lot of diyun in Achronim about this. They like the Beis HaLevi, they don't like this Beis HaLevi, but I think the idea of the Beis HaLevi is predicated on this assumption that the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is a din that the Kohen has a condition for the Avoda itself, not a din that the Kohen needs to be at this status. Because if he needs to be at the status, why would the status dissipate just because he took off the Begadim and put them back on? Bela, if it was Matul Mayim, and this is exactly what he's trying to say against. If you hold this a din Hatolas Mayim, so of course, Hatolas Mayim disqualifies the person as a person for being Roy to be in the Mikdash or serving in the Mikdash, whatever you're going to say. But does that make sense? If there's no Hatolas Mayim, why would the person be disqualified? So perhaps that's another nafkamina of this Chakira. The whole premise of the Beis HaLevi, Lechura, only makes sense if you understand that the nature of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is Dafka Adin in the Avoda. Okay, so Ad Kan, we had point number one, which was there is a mitzvah, or I shouldn't say that. There is a din that the Kohen has to be Tovo before any Avoda at the beginning of the day. That's number one. Number two, there is a din that the Kohen also needs to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa. We said that this isn't an independent din from the din of Tevilah, That's why the Braisa says that even if you did tefillah, you were not doing Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim. If you didn't do that, you were not Yotze. This, it's a totally separate thing than tefillah. You'd be Chayv Misa V'Dei Shemayim Lo Aleinu. If a person, even if they went to the mikvah, but they didn't do Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim, this is a specific part of the Avodah. It's the Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim. And the question of what's the nature of it, does it relate to the Gavra as a status, as a level of his Kedusha, or does it relate to a Tanai, the necessity to have it done for the Avodah? So now we can get to our issue where these areas meet in terms of Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim as it relates to Yom Kippurim. So three questions. The Gemara in Zvachim, on Daf Yotes, that we saw, had a strange Havamina. The Gemara in Zvachim has a Havamina that Bitsakra, Gemara's lashon was the Gemara there is discussing the 5 and 10 Doraisa Chuka. So the Gemara says, but Safra Nami, maybe in the morning also, it should not be Ma'akev. The Rechitza Sidan Raglaim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Drush V'Chiddush, which we have in the back on the shelf, you can take a look at it. Yes, a couple of, just a quick couple of lines where he quotes this din, this havamina, the Gemara, and he says, this doesn't make any sense. How could you have a havamina that the first Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur should not be ma'akiv, just like the other tefilos and Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim in the middle of the process? How could you have a havamina? Every day, if a person doesn't do Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim, of course, their avoda is pasul, it's mechulal, their chayv misa b'dei shamayim. Of course it's ma'akiv. Why'd you have a havamina that would not be ma'akiv? Strangest havamina ever, and Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves it as a tzarachin in the Drush V'Chiddush. Tzarachin, question number one. Question number two is the lashon of the Braisa. When the Braisa teaches us this din of Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim, it tells us, it's a strange line, find the nus, the lush and the line. Here it is. Kohen Gadol, shelo tovav shelo kiddush bein beged lebeged bein avoda laavoda va'avad avodasu ksheira. And now ve'echad kohen gadol ve'echad kohen hedor shelo kiddush shada v'raglav shachris va'avad avodasu psula. Why does the Braisa have to tell you echad kohen hedyot and echad kohen gadol shelo kiddush yada v'raglav shachris? Why does that have to splinter that din into two, kohen hedyot and kohen gadol? So you might tell me that it has to tell me that because the previous line was referring to the kohen gadol, and now you're coming to tell me kohen hedyot. But if that was true, you could just say kol kohen or kohen hedyot, and then of course it's going to include a kohen gadol. It's going to be a din klali. So why is it necessary to tell me kohen hedyot and kohen gadol? That's question number two. Question number three is that the Tosas Yontif on our Mishnah is upset about the Bar Tanura and Shitas Rashi, that the first Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol does, the Mishnah says, where is the line? Hold on. The first kiddush that the Kohen Gadol does, Rashi and the Bar Tanura say, is min hakiyar. So Tosas Yontif says, I don't understand. Later on, we have a din that all of the Kiddush Adam V'Raglayims on Yom Kippurim are from a Kiton Shel Zav. So why are you telling me, Rashi and the Bar Tanura, that this first one is from the Kiyar, which actually turns out it's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi? So we have three questions. Number one, what was the havamina in the Gemara that the first Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim is not ma'akev? Number two, why does the Gemara in the Braisa have to single out the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol that if they didn't do Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim Shachris, they are pasul? And number three, the Tosas Yontif Kasha of why Rashi and the Bar Tanura think that the first Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim is going to be from the Kiyur. So says the Briska Rav, and says the Heiliger Bar Leib Malin, the same, they each say the same yesod without referencing each other. And Ein Shnei Neviim Esnavdim B'Signon Echad, they didn't say it exactly the same way, but they say the same principle, the same yesod, amazing ha'ara. This din, this idea, it appears both in the Brisker Rav in his commentary on the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, where he makes the diak in the Rambam. It also appears in the Chidushei Moran Riz Halevi here on Yuma on page 30, and it appears in the Chidushim of Ari Leib in Chelek Beis in Simen Yud Beis, where they point out that the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur is different. It's true! All year round there is a din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The first thing in the morning before a person either enters or enters to serve, they must do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But when it comes to the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, there is a new dimension of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It takes on a new character, because this Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is now part of the Seder HaAvoda. It relates to the unique status of the Kohen Gadol and the unique Kedusha of the Yom. We could probably parse those two. In this light, that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, there are a lot of things that make sense. One is the fact that the Torah has to tell us in Parshas Achrimos that the Kohen Gadol does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Why didn't we just rely on the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that we have in Parshas Kisisa? The answer is the Parshas Kisisa, that's called Torah Kula, but the Rechitza of Yom Kippurim is a new din. It's the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippurim. That's why the Gemara needs... What? Was it? I don't remember offhand. Okay. Ah, you're right. Now I remember. Yes. Good. This also explains why the Gemara has a special Gezeiras HaKasuv that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippurim needs to be in the Azara. Why do you need a special pasuk? It needs to be in the Azara. It always needs to be in the Azara. Because the answer is, it's a new din. This also explains, although the Chazon Ish, I don't know if anybody got to it, the Chazon Ish is unsure whether this is really an independent din or not, but the Gemara sounds like it very strongly that it is. Gemara uses the phrase, it sounds like it's a halacha al Moshe Sinai quasi, it's based on Midrasha. There is a formal requirement that there be Chamesh Tvilos and Asara Kiddushin. That the Gemara says is a formal requirement. It's clear from this requirement, whether it's Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai or Gezeiras HaKasuv, that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippurim is part of the Seder Avodas Hayom. It's different than every other time. And it also makes sense, therefore, why the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, has an interesting phrase. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim mitzvah saseh lekadesh kohen oved yadav v'raglav v'achar kach yavod. And then if he doesn't do it, it's pasul. The Rambam writes, Va'avodaso psula bein kohen hedyot bein kohen gadol. Why does he have to tell me that a kohen gadol who is ovid without kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is avodas psula? Why would you think that it should be kosher? The fact that he's a kohen gadol that waives the requirement for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is a necessary prerequisite. Why did the Rambam have to tell me Bein Kohen Hedyo, Bein Kohen Gadol? So L'chora, based on the Brisker Rav and Rabbi Eli Balin, it makes perfect sense. Because you might have thought that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, maybe it's a different din. And maybe because it's a different din, just like the rest of the Kiddush Adam Raglaim is not Ma'akiv, maybe this din is also not Ma'akiv. When does the Kohen Gadol have the status of a Kohen Gadol? When is his unique status as a Kohen Gadol? On Yom Kippurim. And we discussed this at length earlier, but think about it. When the Rambam says Kohen Gadol, what is he referring to? What could he possibly be referring to? Happens to be that what does the Kohen Gadol even bring separate, especially himself? The Minchas Chavitin. The Minchas Chavitin doesn't even have to be brought by the Kohen Gadol. It just has to be paid for by the Kohen Gadol. When the Rambam here says Kohen Gadol, he's probably telling you, Avodas Kohen Gadol, Avodas Yom Kippurim. So the Chiddush is that Kiddush Adam V'Raglaim in Avodas Yom Kippurim, that's also Ma'akev. Only the first one, because the Gemara has a drasha that the other ones are not Ma'akev. But it's because the din of Kiddush Adam V'Raglaim of Yom Kippurim is different that the Rambam has to tell you that Kiddush Adam V'Raglaim is Ma'akev for Kohen Gadol.
He says, Ben Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is referring to Anan Kippur.
That's right. That's right. Because otherwise, why would you think that a Kohen Gadol...
How many is that? Since he has so much Kedusha, he doesn't need the water.
Maybe. Maybe. But Lechor, it's a strange thing. It's an odd thing. Why should that be? So now, in light of all this, so the Briska Rav and Rav Ari Leib say we can answer the three questions that we had earlier. Number one... Rabbi Kiva Eger said, what kind of crazy Havamina is that their Kiddush Adam V'Raglaim in the morning of Yom Kippurim is not Ma'akev? The answer is, maybe it's not Ma'akev, because now that it's been subsumed under the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, just like the later ones are not Ma'akev, you could have had a Havamina that the earlier ones are not Ma'akev. Because by having this fused synthesis, this dual identity of Kiddush Adam V'Raglaim of Kol Torah Kulo, which is now subsumed under Kiddush Adam V'Raglaim of Yom Kippurim, it could be that it's lost the quality of having regular Kiddush Adam V'Raglaim of Kol Hashana. Maybe that disappeared. That's the Havamina. At least you could have such a Havamina. And it can also explain that Shita of Rashi, that the first Kiddush has to be from the Kiyor. Because it's the exact opposite point, which is that even though there is a unique Kiddush of Yom Kippurim that's Dafka Min HaKiton Shel Zav, but according to Rashi, you haven't lost the dimension of Kiddush Adam V'Raglaim of Kol Hashana. Memela, there's a din that it has to be from the Kiyor, and it works out perfectly in the Psukim, because the Rechitza, which is in Parshas Achrimos, never mentions that it's got to be from the Kiyor. So why would you think that's got to be in the Kiyor? The answer is, you know it's from the Kiyor, because there is a dimension of the first Kiddush, which is the Kiddush of Kol Torah Kula. And finally, the Lush and the Brisa makes also perfect sense now. That the Brisa has to tell you, which was the source of this Rambam, the Brisa has to tell you Kohen Hedyo Shul Kiddush Adav Raglov and Kohen Gadol, the source of the Rambam itself. That Lashon is exactly the point. That the Kohen Gadol's first Kiddush is, so its answer is, the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippurim is a synthesis of two dimensions. It's the standard Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim with the introduction of a new feature of it being the first of the sequence of the five Tfilos and the 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of the Seder Yom Kippurim. Memela, it's a special din of the Kohen Gadol. And that's why Rabbi Leib has a suggestion. He thinks that this has got to be done by Yom. It's got to be done by Yom to qualify as part of the Seder of Avodas Yom Kippurim. So then he has to figure out, what do we do now? We have this problem. Wait a second. Remember, we had the big machlokas we showed in the Balamor and the Balei Atosfos about whether or not the Kohen Gadol had to do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Excuse me, he had to do the avoda for the Trumas Hadeshin. So that's going to be before nightfall. So Rabbi Leib has to figure out, you know, how that works into this whole point. But his point is that this Kiddush Adayim V'Raglaim has to be part of the Seder Avoda, perhaps, which is Bayom. Then he has a second question, which is, what do you do about the fact that a Kohen who becomes disqualified and then needs to be replaced, that Kohen Gadol who comes next, didn't do the first series of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglaim. So he has to say, oh, you look at Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen in Vayi Vayom HaShmini, that even though Aaron steps up in the middle, he didn't do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglaim, he's still the fact that he was roy to be doing Kiddush Adayim V'Raglaim, that itself was enough to qualify it. But what he's trying to to point out is that this is Dafka Adin in the Kedushas Hayom. And perhaps, says the Minchas Avram, in the name of Reberel, Zichrono Levracha, that is a transformation of the nature of the Kiddush. We said before that the Kiddush, Yadayim V'Raglayim, on an average day, is either Litzorech Knisa, it's for the Hechsher of the Gavra, or it's for the Avoda. So, apparently, the Reberel's Lashon was that this is a different kind of Kiddush. It's a Kiddush that is part of the Seder HaAvoda. And perhaps that brings us back to our original Chakira about the role of Aaron HaKohen and whether or not this Seder HaAvoda is a din dafka in the Kedusha Sayom or is it dafka in the process of the Avoda per se? Which role is Aaron playing? So the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of Aaron that is upgraded for Yom HaKippurim, this special din, Lechor is totally on that question. So how you understand Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim in Kol HaTorah Kula and how you understand the role of Aaron HaKohen and the necessity of Aaron HaKohen vis-a-vis the Avodas Yom HaKippurim are going to be Toloi Habaha. Either they'll be the same or they'll be different in two different directions. So to summarize, we started with the question of why does the Kohen Gadol need to do Tevila on Yom HaKippurim? So we said it might be a Din D'Oraisa, might be a Din D'Rabbanan, it might be just a Maila Ba'alma, and we pointed out that the fundamental question here is about whether or not such a din exists. He needs to do the tevila for knisa, and this is true for every kohen every day. They need to do knisa, the tevila just for the knisa, or does the kohen need to do the tevila for the avoda? Then we introduced the concept of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim in general, this special mitzvah. We wondered whether or not it's a din in the ma'amad, the din in the gavra, or is it a din in the avoda? And then we had six nafkaminas, and then this issue about the relationship between Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim in Kol Torah Kula and Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim for Yom HaKippurim, and seeing that according to the Brisker Rav and Rabbi Eli Malin, this is a new identity. It's a new Kiddush. It's a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that has two layers to it, two dimensions. It's on the one hand a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of Kol Hashana Kula, but it's also a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of the Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim and the Nafkaminas that go with it.